Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For, I think, the last time this morning, let's recognize Representative Terrell for CCR Senate Bill 215.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 215 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Workers' Compensation Court.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, SB 215 deals with the appropriation for the Workers' Compensation Court. It's minus 3.9%. Move adoption. Be happy to take any questions.
And not for the last time today, Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You could record that in the journal.
It is.
Representative Terrell, I see that this agency also is only taking a 3.9% cut. And a moment ago, you referred to a revolving fund. I'm wondering, can you elaborate on what's going on here?
Sure, Representative Reynolds. The answer is the Workers' Compensation Court took less of a cut. You'll notice we restored $203,000 to the general operations because they do not have any revolving funds within the agency from which to draw. So because they're personnel heavy, we had to give them more money. What I was referring to a minute ago was the fact that we gave less money in state appropriated dollars to the Supreme Court and to the district court because they have a larger amount in revolving funds that are available to them.
For follow-up, you're recognized.
You said a larger amount in revolving funds. What is that amount? How long have those funds been sitting there? What's the deal with these revolving funds?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Representative Reynolds. Actually, there are four different revolving funds that we're talking about. One is a Supreme Court revolving fund that has a little more than $4 million in it. There is a law library fund and a lengthy trial fund, both of which have a little more than $4 million each in it. And then there is a court information fund that has close to $19 million in it. So we're talking about a total accumulated surplus that the courts have of about $30 million.
Representative Blackwell, for a point of order, state your point.
We're on the Workers' Compensation Court bill. I would ask questions be confined to that.
Point is well taken. Let's keep our questions on the bill. Further questions? You're recognized.
Thank you, Representative Terrell. Do these revolving funds somehow make it into our court system? But specifically the Workers' Compensation Court?
Those funds are only available to the Supreme Court and to the District Court for specified purposes. They do not go to the Workers' Compensation Court.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So let me make sure I have this right. The Supreme Court has $31 million available to it that we didn't really know about when we were doing our budgeting, or maybe some of us did, but none of that is part of this Workers' Compensation Court. We just should have caught that earlier so we could have brought that out.
I think it is a fair statement to say that we discovered that the Supreme Court has a $30 million surplus that they're sitting on, yes.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Terrell moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 215 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Workers' Compensation Court.
Representative Terrell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Roll call is in progress. Representative Jones votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Harold Wright votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Enns votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Jones. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, chair is preparing to close. Clerk, declare the vote.
91 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote of emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
91 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.
My wife just upset the-